It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet. Damien Farias from Maui Toyota emailed me this article about the LA rail system. Very interesting. I forwarded on to Donna Makato Kim and Tulsi Gabbard. And we'll see where this goes. According to that article, it costs LA County $1 billion a year to maintain. Just to maintain it. And the video that was shown at rush hour, there was three or maybe four people riding the train. That's ridiculous. And then they interviewed this one guy who was working for the bus company and got laid off because nobody catches the bus. And he said his guess is the fuel cost was too high. They don't run diesel in LA. They run natural gas, which is cheaper and better. So how come Hawaii is not running natural gas? Why are we on diesel? Why not biodiesel? Anyway, something's messed up, folks. And we, the people, need to do something. We've been saying the politicians. But you know what? We got to step up to that plate. Because if all of you are going to depend on the politicians, good luck. We're going to sink. Good example is you're in a boat. Okay? There's a leak. And the water's leaking into the boat. The boat's going to sink. And you're depending on the boat crew to go patch the hole. But the boat crew is having a party upstairs, not caring about the boat sinking. And you, the people that ride the boat, should go plug it up instead of stand there, look at the leak and say, hello, somebody got to plug the leak. I don't know. We, the people of Hawaii, got to do something. This is going far too far. I mean, how much is too far? Is enough? When are we going to say something? Look at the potholes, folks. Oahu has the most potholes, I think, in the USA. We got potholes all over the place. And they're saying it's because of the cars. Okay? Amount of cars we have. Or whatever. The rain. Well, folks, when you have a chance, go down Lagoon Drive, go take a look at the airport runways. It's asphalt. You see any potholes on the runway? That runway is 60, 70 years old. It's old. And there's no potholes. Why is that? Because they make it right. Now, they can make the roads right, but they didn't. And they won't. Why? Because nobody says anything. The whole local mentality is, no make noise, you're going to get in trouble. whatever. Okay? Anyway, I was hoping Earl Safari Chow would come on the radio with me today, but I guess he's busy having Christmas parties all over the place, being so popular. Anyway, if you got a question, comment, whatever, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? So, anyway, this one person was taking his car for servicing at one of those cheap quick lube places, and he had to bring it in because the engine was making noises and he didn't know what it was. Well, we discovered that whoever was doing his oil changes was not changing the oil. It was sludged up to the max. So what's he supposed to do with that? Who is he going to blame? Something like that, folks, is really hard, you know. It's really, really difficult to bring a case against the technician that, or the company that did the oil servicing. Okay, so, you know, you as consumers have to be careful and watch where you go. It's like eating food. You don't go into a restaurant if there's nobody in it. Something got to be wrong. Okay? And pedestrians, if you're driving a car, folks, be careful of pedestrians, because they have it in their minds that the lawmakers is protecting them, because the pedestrians is always right, whether they're crossing against the light or what, they're always right. So being that that's the case, they just step right out of the curb. They don't even look. How many of you ever had that, where they just jump out right in front of you? You got to be always watching them. But then, in the ocean, the bigger boat has the right of way, because a smaller boat is more maneuverable, so he can stay out of the way of the big boat. Well, the same should be applied to the road. The car is not as maneuverable as the pedestrian. So the car should have the right of way. Pedestrian have to watch out for the car. Or maybe both have to watch out for each other. I don't know. But giving the pedestrian the whole almighty right and making him think he is protected against the car in case the car doesn't have brakes or doesn't see him, that's wrong already. Okay? So anyway, that's my take. And the other thing too is they make laws on seatbelts. Do you know that the seatbelts, it's a 50-50 deal? People wearing the seatbelts get hurt, and people not wearing the seatbelts get hurt. It's a 50-50 deal. So what's up with this? You have to wear the seatbelts. Okay? And the airbags, they cause more damage, more deaths, than without the airbags. So what's up with all this so-called safety features? It's all there to sell a car. And the politicians help the auto manufacturers sell a car by making laws. Do you see any race cars with airbags? Do you see any race cars that have the things that the people are supposed to have? No, you don't. Give me a call at 808-296-5467. And before we get any further, I'd like to wish all of you a very, very Merry Christmas, not Happy Holiday. I'm wishing you all a very Merry, Merry Christmas. Because that's the way it was, and that's the way it is. It shouldn't be changed. If it ain't broke, why change it? Leave it. Okay? We have somebody on the line?
Yes, we have Kimo from Kailua.
Hey, Kimo.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, George. Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
I have an old, I had a question for you. I have an old 88 BMW, and it shakes a little bit when I'm shifting it. And a buddy of mine said, it might be my drive shaft may need to be rebalanced or balanced. And I know you can't recommend places, but am I better off? Or what would I look at in the phone book or the Yellow Pages or the internet if there's a place locally that does that? Or am I better off just trying to find an old used drive shaft?
Who diagnosed it as a drive shaft?
One of the dealers, can I name him? Pardon me?
When does it vibrate?
When I'm shifting gears.
Only while shifting gears?
Well, not while I'm shifting, but as I'm accelerating and that kind of stuff, I can kind of feel it.
Okay. On the BMWs, they have what we call drive shaft donuts. It's a rubber donut that the drive shaft is bolted to. And when that rubber donut deteriorates, it starts to vibrate the drive shaft. So the drive shaft's not out of balance. It's the donut that's got to be replaced. So yeah, you go down to Dunkin' Donuts and you get a new donut.
Oh, yeah. You know, they replaced the donut. That's the thing. And they still said it shakes a little bit.
Well, then they replaced it the wrong way. The drive shaft never gets out of balance. Okay?
Okay.
But if your donut is put on crooked, it's going to vibrate.
Okay.
And a lot of people, I don't understand it, but why they don't take pride in how they fix something.
Okay.
You know, it's not slam bang, thank you ma'am, and you're gone. No, you got to make sure on the drive shaft, axles, anything that's spinning, it has to be precisely perfect.
Okay, so I should take it back to them and say, look, this just isn't right, and the drive shaft does not need to be rebalanced.
Yeah, we have never come across a drive shaft that had to be rebalanced.
Okay.
Unless you were in an accident. Okay, then it's okay.
Okay, well, that's great. I'll take it back then. And
when they change those donuts,
yeah.
Ask them nicely if they could saturate it with silicone.
Okay.
Because if you put silicone on it, and if you had serviced it and put silicone on it, you would never have to replace the donut. Silicone is a rubber and plastic preserver. Too bad we don't have that for the human beings, yeah?
Exactly.
Yeah. Spray well, on once a day, and you stay young forever.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, you've been a tremendous help. I will take it back to them and ask them to please, how would I say it? Just reseat the donut or...
Just tell them that it's still vibrating and, the work they did wasn't right.
Okay.
You know, are you using good gas?
Yes, premium.
What brand?
Are you from 76?
I recommend Tesoro.
Okay.
Tesoro is better. Better of the worst.
Okay.
And being that it's a BMW, a European car, they require a minimum of 92. And there is no such thing as a 92 in Hawaii. It's all 89 or lower. So try the next time you have a chance. Put 2 gallons of ethanol in there and you see the difference.
Okay.
Big difference. The 2 gallons of ethanol will bring it up to 92.
Okay.
Okay?
I will do that. Thank you very much. You've been a tremendous help.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
All right. Merry Christmas. Take care, George. Bye.
Okay. Who's next?
Next, we have Mike from Pearl City.
Hey, Mike.
Hello.
Hey, Mike.
Merry Christmas, George.
Same to you.
Yeah. I have a Nissan 2003 350Z. And the car runs normal, but when I turn on the AC, it overheats.
When you turn the AC on, what happens?
It's overheat.
Overheats?
Yeah.
Okay. There's the AC has a radiator cooling fan. That cooling fan goes on when you turn the AC on. Now, if that fan doesn't work, it's going to overheat.
Okay.
That's one. Yeah. Or your AC could be overcharged.
What, you mean too much free on inside?
Yeah. Did somebody just service the AC?
No.
Okay, then have the AC cooling fan, the one that cools the radiator, checked.
Yeah. Is that the one cooling the condenser?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that fan is located next to the condenser.
It's some cars, it's in the front of the condenser by the grill, and some of them is next to the radiator cooling fan.
Okay.
Some cars have two fans, and only one works with the AC off. And when you turn on the AC, both of them work, but both of them pick up speed and spin faster.
Oh.
Maybe okay. Yours is not working.
Yeah, because everything runs normal, except that when I turn on the AC, temperature gauge is pegged.
Well, the cheaper way to do it is don't run the AC.
Okay.
And you save gasoline.
Yes, sir. Good idea.
No, right. You just got to have it checked out.
Okay. Thank you.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone. So you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes made from scratch using all natural ingredients. Cute cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
Okay, we're back rolling on. How is Rolling Bob?
Ho, ho, ho. Rolling Bob here is happy.
No, you're too skinny for
Christmas Eve. It's looking good. I got to go to Ala Moana after the show, so if all the people could just clear a path for me.
Yeah, right.
So I could get there real fast. But, you know, it's the end of the year. We made it through another year. But, you know, George, the other day I was thinking, the price of gas goes up and down, but the price of oil just stays the same.
No, it keeps going up.
It never goes back down. Like, hey, what's up with that?
Politics.
But, you know, I should be quiet because then the gas will go up and never come back down.
Well, the gas did go up and never came back to 25 cents.
Well, that's never going to happen.
There you go.
But that'd be like me asking you to take the pay you got 20 years ago.
No, it's going to be like asking Jesus Christ to come back.
Ooh, which, yeah.
Never happened.
Slim and none. So anyway, I just want to remind everybody, like you're saying, let's be safe because I want to see everybody next year. So as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. Be extra safe out there, and we'll talk to you next year. Aloha.
No, Bob, they got to be safe so they don't hit my truck. I don't want somebody plowing into my truck that is half drunk. But that's okay if they hit your Kia. You can go down and get another Kia. Anyway. Merry Christmas, Wanda.
Merry Christmas.
Glad to see you made it through the traffic.
What traffic?
Oh, thought you was going to use that as an excuse.
No, it's a hard day to come down here.
Well, we'll be on the air New Year's Eve too, folks. Okay, so we'll be the only show live on New Year's Eve, but that's it. The potholes are supposed to be at all the streets on Oahu. It's supposed to be fixed by your vehicle registration tax and the gasoline tax, both of them. There's enough money to fix the roads. So where's the money going, folks? Uncle Tom's looking at his own pocket. He's sitting in the other studio wondering if he's getting any of that money. I don't know. Maybe Uncle Tom's not kissing up to the right people. If he do that, maybe he gets some money in his pocket there. Now, the money's got to be going someplace, folks, because obviously it is not going to the street. They do Mickey Mouse patches, and away they go. The next rain, there's a hole again. But think about it, folks. Did you ever see potholes on the airport runway? And that runway's been there forever. What's the excuse? Come on. I like to hear it. Why is there no potholes on the runway, but on our streets, every 2 feet, there's a pothole? God, something's wrong, folks. For your information, I checked with these people in office, and they said that all of the monies go into a general fund. So how do you do business this way? How do you put all the money into a pot and say, okay, who needs money out of here? And start taking out money. It don't work that way. You have to have some kind of order, some kind of bookkeeping or something. Otherwise, you're going to keep upping our car registration with no accountability. You know, it's $41 to register a Camry in Arizona. Okay? And I noticed the city guy told me, well, Oahu has a lot of cars. But yeah, there's a lot of cars. But folks, think about it. If you times 1 million cars times $300 per car, that's a lot of money. Okay? Now, if we had only 10,000 cars, you're going to have less money. Then you have an excuse that you don't have enough money to pave the streets. But using the excuse of too many cars, that is BS. That is idiotic. Okay? So, anyway, that's my take on it. Give me a call at 808-296-5467. Who do we have on the line?
We have Stephen from Waipahu.
Hi, Stephen.
Yes, I have problems with my Volvo. It's a 2003 Volvo. When I have to put gas in the throttle body to start it. Otherwise, it doesn't start.
Hmm. Okay. How many miles do you have? How many?
250.
Did you change the fuel pump before?
No.
It's due.
It's what is due.
Yeah. What kind of gas are you using? You're using the cheaper gas, right?
Yes.
The cheap gas will eat the living daylights out of your fuel pump. But now, you remember, you hear that saying, pay me now or pay me later?
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather you pay me later because you pay me more. If
so
you use good gas, the fuel pump will last a long, long time. There is no cheap way, man.
The fuel pump is located where?
In the gas tank.
Oh, that you have to drop the gas tank or take off the seat?
You take off the seat. It goes from the top.
Oh, take it off from the top.
Yeah.
Oh.
You gotta remember, it's a dangerous operation. Because you're dealing with gasoline, and if you make a spark, you're gonna be on fire.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, technicians, mechanics, everybody, they get sloppy and they get lazy and they don't think.
Mm-hmm.
And they end up getting burned. But that is your problem. And if it's the other thing you also have to look at is there's a fuse for the fuel pump system. Check the fuse.
Fuse?
Yes.
But where is that located?
Under the dash.
Fuse box?
Yep. You got to go check it because if it has poor connection, it will not pump fuel when it's cold.
Well, when it's cold.
Yeah.
That's right. When I put the gas in to the throttle body.
That's when it
starts.
Yeah. Because to start it, you need more fuel to start.
Mm-hmm. But then after that, it starts up.
Yeah. The pump is going. That's the first sign of your pump going.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to replace the pump, replace it with real parts. What I mean by real parts is not parts made in China.
Genuine parts.
Yes, sir.
The auto parts has genuine parts?
No.
Oh, you got to buy it from a dealer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
Very expensive, Dana.
You got it. That's why I said there's no cheap way.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Merry Christmas.
Same to you. Bye.
Okay, who's next?
We have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, George.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. George, I got good news for you and all the listeners.
We're going to have less taxes to pay next year.
That's right. How did you, what you think, mind reader or what? That was exactly what I was going to tell you. I got it on good authority, man.
Yeah.
So, you know, since they dinged the hell out of us, you know, in 2011, just lay back, all you voters out there, no worry.
No need to pay tax anymore.
How long is that going to last?
About 2 minutes.
George, you know, you talk about that general fund, yeah?
Yep.
The infamous black hole.
Mm-hmm.
You know that includes education monies?
Oh, yeah. Everything.
Has anybody else except for you and I and some of our smart listeners out there started to figure out, man, this is a really corrupt state, man?
Well, Rob, it's not so much corrupt.
Okay.
If they were to go out and run a business,
yikes,
they'd be bankrupt.
Yeah, and I wonder how many. We should. Nah, waste time.
Yep.
We know already.
Yep.
They don't. None of those. Well, let's not be general. Yeah. Most of them aren't running any small businesses.
Mm-hmm. And they don't give a hoot about the people.
George, I'm still thinking that raceway, you know, that your idea,
mm-hmm,
is such a good idea. You know, I go all around and check out all the different circuits of sports, man, that racing sport is just such a money maker.
That's right. That's why Las Vegas has one.
George, I bet by now you must have some of the overall where some of those raceways could be set up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And because it involves different kind of vehicles.
We have two spots that we can use. One of them is down way on the end of Campbell Industrial Park, and it's called the feedlot. That feedlot belongs to the state of Hawaii. It's state property. It's huge enough for a huge motorsport facility.
Yes.
And you also have the Sand Island, also belonging to the state.
Now, the Sand Island would be a much shorter. Would that just be a round, or?
No, you can do everything there.
Oh, yeah.
But you have to move the businesses out of there, which is better for them, because it right now is only one way in, one way out.
Boy, no kidding.
And if you move them out to Ivoli, with Lowe's and all them, you got a lot of access there.
Oh, boy. George, last but not least, what about, because I went out there one time to, you know, Fort Island?
Mm-hmm.
The original landing field,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is abandoned, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that's a really big tract of land, because I walked on it, right? I walked mm-hmm. it. I was so stoked. I was with a good friend of mine when we were doing December 7th thing, quite a few years ago, and we took the ferry across. And then it was his big idea just to go walking. And I said, oh, my God, we can't.
Oh, that's a big place to walk.
Yeah. But, I guess he wanted some exercise. I was more concerned about security. Nobody paid any attention to us.
Yeah, that's true.
But I realized how big that, that landing strip was right in the middle of Fort Island. I mean, it's really big when you're mm-hmm. down on the ground.
It would be an excellent place for a raceway, too, but if you have a big crowd, you have a problem.
Right, because the only way over is on the bridge.
Yeah, and that's too small.
Yeah, okay. Okay, just putting it out there, yeah.
Okay.
Aloha.
Aloha. Who's next?
We have Lorenzo from Mililani.
Hi. Merry Christmas.
Hi, George. Merry Christmas.
What's
up? I wanted to ask you. I'm a little bit puzzled. I got a Mazda MPV van in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had my oil pan gasket changed. There was a oil seal by the serpentine belt changed, everything. And now I noticed no oil leaks or anything. I checked my oil, and levels seem to be perfectly fine. However, the oil light on my dashboard, it's not consistent, but let's say a couple of days out of the week, it may flicker on. And when I step on the accelerator, it goes away. So it seems to be sensitive to the accelerator. So like when I step on the gas, the oil light disappears.
Okay, whenever they did the oil pan gasket,
uh-huh.
Do you know if they cleaned the inside?
I'm not too sure.
Okay. Majority of the technicians, everything is money.
Okay.
When they give you a price, they give it to you cheap so that they get the job.
Uh-huh.
And they're not going to clean the inside. They just change the gasket, pop it back. Oil pump.
So there's like a sensor in there maybe?
The oil pump pickup, where it sucks the oil up,
okay,
is partially plugged.
I see. So that could explain why if I accelerate,
yeah.
It kind of opens up more, so it sucks more oil or something.
No, it just pumps more oil up because the pressure goes up when the RPM goes up, but only enough to trip off the light, but is not enough to protect the engine on that higher speed.
I see. Because I notice it mostly like if I'm just idling.
Yeah, it's going to do that, because when you're idle, if you have a normal gauge on there where you can watch the needle, you'll see the needle drop.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see, versus just having a light.
Yeah, you're going to have to do that oil pan all over again.
Okay, I see. Yeah, because it's like I can't put a consistent thing on it. Like today, the van is perfectly fine. There's no oil light. You know, it's not consistent every day. And then one day, I could look at the oil light and I'm like, hey, wow, the bugger's on again. And it could be in the morning. It could be at night.
The only thing I can say is you got to check in the pan to see if the pickup is clear.
Okay, because I started to get concerned, like, oh, no, is it like the electrical stuff on the dashboard?
No.
Going on. So you think it's more pump-related. Okay.
Yeah, because if it's electrical, it's always going to do it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And then the fact that it seems to disappear when I accelerate. So, yeah, that makes sense what you're saying. So, okay, that'll be great. Thank you very much, George.
Okay.
Have a very Merry Christmas.
You too.
Okay.
Well,
Break time.
Everyone, make it a great Merry Christmas. We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nito.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nito wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And I just discovered something couple days ago, actually Thursday, because everybody's grumbling and saying that ethanol absorbs water and water gets into the gas tank and all of that stuff. I'm sure a lot of you heard that. Okay, so I had to prove to see if this is true. So I got a glass bottle and I put gasoline in the bottle. I put some water in there. Naturally, the water went to the bottom. And you can try it too if you want. Okay? Then I put 10% ethanol. 100% pure ethanol. 10% into the gas. I did not mix it or anything. I just put it in on the top. And within 2 minutes, the water on the bottom was gone. So how is it that people make the claim that ethanol absorbs water and water ends up on the bottom of the fuel tank? You tell me. Because when I did that test, I did not see any water on the bottom.
So you're saying that the ethanol mixed with the water?
The ethanol is a blending agent that will blend the water and the gasoline. Ethanol is a blending engine. It's the same thing that I did with nitromethane. Nitromethane is what the top fuel and funny cars use to go 3 seconds down the quarter mile. It makes a lot of horsepower, 8,000 horsepower. So I thought, you know, because I'm running 100% ethanol in my truck, I wonder if I went to 50% ethanol and put 10% nitromethane and see how it works. Nitromethane will not mix with gasoline. Okay? So I got a bottle that I had half ethanol, half gasoline. Steve Onoi said it doesn't mix, it'll separate. Well, I had that in almost a year now, and there's no separation. So I thought, okay, let's try some nitromethane in that bottle. So I put in 10% nitromethane. It mixes. Ethanol is a mixing agent. So I guess I'll be running nitromethane in my red pickup and make a little more horsepower. That sounds good, huh? If you're buying a new car, I highly recommend installing an electronic rust proofer. The electronic rust proofer, there's a lot of them on the market, and the only one that I recommend is the AutoSaver. AutoSaver, you can get it from Harvey Maeda on Kauai, for those of you living on Kauai. And Harvey's number there on Kauai is 651-2813. Or you can call us at Nita's Auto Repair, and Todd, my son Todd, can install one for you. And our number is 847-5554. The electronic rust proofing device, the AutoSaver, works. No rust. It works on new cars. Once you have rust, it's too late. Okay? So.
We had a caller. She was holding for a little while, and I don't know, she either hung up or what, but because she didn't want to go on the air. But she had a question about a 2005 Camry.
Mm-hmm.
And she said her check engine light comes on. And I guess she wanted to know if she should take it back to the dealer. But I told her she should ask you the question because I wasn't sure you had more questions for her.
No, if you're out of warranty, you never go back to the dealer. Unless you want to pay through the nose. Okay? And a lot of people go back to the dealer for oil changes and you pay through the nose. Okay? And the question I would have had for her was, did she open the hood and check the engine? See if it was there?
Well, you could have asked her that if she still was holding and went on the air.
Well, anyway, the check engine usually is because of bad fuel, using bad fuel. Okay? Or when you fill gas, you top it off all the way. When you fill gasoline, I recommend stopping at the first click. Once it clicks, don't run it off. Just put away the pump. Okay? Because gasoline is sensitive to heat, and when the heat gets to it, it'll expand and push the gas into the vapor recovery system, which is very expensive to replace. And once you get it in there, then you gotta have that replaced.
a lot of people will ignore it, but it's a danger. It's an anti, it's an anti-pollution thing, but it's also takes out oxygen from the gas tank, so if you have an accident, it won't explode. Okay? It's your choice. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Glenn from Kailua.
Hi, Glenn.
Yeah, hi, George. You know, talking about the rail, yeah, and the politician who do care, there's a guy named Tom Berg. He's a new guy, city council. He got his
He's
name
a good
in
guy.
A paper. Yeah, he got his name in a paper for, you know, going up to APEC. I went to two of his rail meetings, and it seems like he's backing up the little guy, you know, the quiet majority. So I was wondering if you can maybe get him on the air, you know, next year or something.
I'll try.
Yeah, and then also you and Damien, I guess a long time ago you guys were talking about the old dinosaurs. It would be interesting to see where all the old guys are doing. You know, like you said, safari. And we used to get parts from Kupacha Racing in Moililia. I don't know what happened to that guy.
He died.
Oh, okay, he died. Yeah, yeah, okay. And then you also mentioned the Coster brothers, Canel. Yeah. Those are the old time guys I kind of remember when we was going to high school and getting parts on commercial motors. And you know,
yeah,
they started from, you know, Kiamoku commercial motors, and then
we'll try to get them on.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Merry Christmas, George. You and your staff and family. Thank you.
Same to you. Aloha.
Okay, we'll be right back. So stay tuned on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the phone?
We have Manuel from Papakulea.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, George. Look, a couple weeks ago, you was talking about moving, taking out, running straight, getting rid of the catalytic converter.
Mm-hmm.
And the shop you had mentioned, stay closed.
We're not a business.
Yeah. Any place else where we can go get that thing done?
I don't know.
Can you do it?
Probably. We got to take a look at it.
I see.
Because we don't have facility to bend the tubing.
I see. You got to bend the pipes to make them fit then.
Maybe.
Okay, maybe after the holidays I come bring them down, you take a look, see.
Yep.
Okay, George, March, mahalo, bro. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Same to you. Okay. You people might have heard of Wendell Kwan. You know that Wendell Kwan is a Reebok man.
those of you involved in sports, whatever, you know, high school, intermediate, and need equipment, sports equipment, jerseys, whatever, shoes, call Wendell Kwan. Okay? And he can help you with the equipment at a very good price. Wendell's number is 239-5360. Okay? 239-5360. Okay? Okay. And I'd like to wish a Merry Christmas to a special friend, David Snow. And I know he's listening. So Merry Christmas, David. Okay? So, and also a Merry Christmas to Earl Safari Char. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Please, folks, do not drink and drive. A lot of you drink and drive. It's not worth it. It's not worth it at all. Okay? Too many people don't listen and they do it. And too many lives are lost. And too many people are crippled by that stupid thing of drinking and driving. So please don't do it. We played a PSA. I went to a party, mom. Was made especially for a girl. Very pretty young girl. Especially for a girl. Very pretty young girl that got killed on Pali Highway from a drunk driver. Those of you that have children know how much that pain is of losing a child or losing a dad or a mom. So, please spread the word. Do not drink and drive. Okay? Anyway, we will be on New Year's Eve. Okay? We will be on. I think we're going to be the only live radio show that day. No? Okay. Okay. Anyway. Think about that rail. That rail. It's going to be a white elephant. Because the people that's going to ride the rail is the people who ride the bus. And the rail is not going to eliminate traffic, folks. It's going to get even worse because they're going to shut down the freeway to build a rail. And how long will they take to build a rail? Your guess is as good as mine. Look at H3. H3 took the longest in the USA to build and the most expensive freeway in the USA. So, you go think about it. Those of you that want the rail, if you don't want it, do something about it. Because we're all in this boat together. Okay? 808-296-5467. Who's on the line?
We have another dinosaur.
Another dinosaur?
Your favorite one.
Mm.
Hey, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Same to you, dinosaur.
I just heard you talking a little bit about the rail, and a friend from I-9 called about that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the money going? Well, politicians not too truthful. I think some of the money is being set aside to help pay for the rail because they have totally underestimated what it's going to cost when it's finally done.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
can
why
you,
the,
can you imagine them running your business?
I would have been out of business 32 years ago.
I know. Yep.
You know, I don't know if you got it or open up your emails yet. I sent you one about an hour before.
Yeah, I saw it.
17-mile LA Transit rail. Also was underestimated. Overestimated. They said so many, there were hundreds of thousands of people would be riding it, and it was going to be quick service.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're not getting anywhere near the ridership they had estimated. And to run the 17 miles, it takes 78 minutes. So that's, you can figure it out. It's about an hour and a little over an hour and a quarter to go 17 miles.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you drive your car at 15 miles an hour, you're going to go faster than that rail. Which means that I try to figure it out. I'm not sure if my math is good, but I figured it's about traveling at about 4.56 miles per hour.
Oh, wow.
Or something like that, anyway.
Yeah, but, I saw it, and I forwarded on to Donna Makaro Kim and Tulsi Gabbard.
Right.
I'm going to see what I get for return.
Well, another comparison, you've been to San Francisco, right?
Nope.
Okay, in San Francisco, if you land at the airport and you get on the trolley, I mean, they have the rail that runs you to the car rental station, which is about a quarter mile away.
Mm.
From the, when you get on, it runs through, it makes five stops and goes back to the station.
Mm-hmm.
That run takes 15 minutes. And it's right there at the airport. Just goes in one circle. So, you know.
I don't know.
There's a lot of promises that may be made about the rail, and I think we won't see it in our lifetime.
You know, people got to wake up because, you know, how many politicians have promised us the world and gave us zilch.
Right.
So much for that.
Yeah. Well, one of the reasons for the gas prices, too, if you think back, George, you and I were still existing. In fact, we was racing when the gas was cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Before we had statehood, we had one amount of tax money to pay. It was territorial tax.
Yep.
We became a state. Then all of a sudden, we had territorial tax or county tax, state
everything.
Tax,
federal tax.
So that helped to take the gasoline prices to where they are today, because everybody's getting a piece of that.
Yep. We got to go.
Okay. See you
Thanks
later, George.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Goodbye. Okay, who's next?
We have Carol from Honolulu.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, George. I just wanted to call, let you know we are listening to you, even on this kind of holiday time, and Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, same to you.
Yeah, I miss seeing you guys. And you know what? I have a problem.
Uh-huh.
I can receive your email, which I have been,
uh-huh.
but I cannot send out email. That's why you haven't heard from me.
Oh, okay.
So, please, Merry Christmas, okay? Have a good time and Happy New Year if I don't talk to you before then.
Same to you.
Okay, take care.
Aloha.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Okay, we have Tristan from Montreal, Canada.
Hey, Tristan.
Hey, happy holidays, guys.
Merry Christmas.
I had a few questions. Now, just quit, it'll be real quick. Now, regarding this super cold temperature we have here, it's minus 15 Celsius, so it's 5 degrees for you guys, Fahrenheit. I wanted to know now, they say a lot of people say that you cannot idle your car, especially on gas. Diesel, it's good to idle it, but what's your recommendation for the, you know, the really cold start sitting overnight?
It's bad to idle it, yes, that's true. And if it's really cold, you have no choice.
Okay.
Just, and you have a choice. Move to Hawaii.
we went over that before. Now, if it would be cheaper, maybe. But at the present state that I have, no, I can't. I'm not able to.
My friend, you get what you pay for.
It's true.
You have a Merry Christmas, Tristan.
Thanks. The same to you guys. Take care.
Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Okay, folks. That's another one in the can. Please, drive carefully. And don't drink and drive. And tell the people you love that you love them before it's too late. Until next week, aloha.
The views and opinions